Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let's talk about Luke 8. In verse 1, the Bible tells us that Jesus traveled from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. And then it even introduces us to some of the people that were delivered along his travels, and some of the people that followed him, and the people that supported his ministry, even via their own means. And then it even gives us a glimpse into some of the teachings that he was giving them. It tells us about the parable of the sower. It tells us about the lamp on a stand. And then we even hear about the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then something interesting happens. Now Jesus wants to go over to the next town. So he says to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." And they get into the boat. He goes in. He's tired, I'm sure. And he goes in and he lies down and he sleeps. And while they are en route to the other side, according to his instruction, a storm arises at sea. And it is so intense that they are scared. They believe that they're about to die. And they are trying everything as professional fishermen. They are trying all they know about sailing to try and save this trip. But they are seeing that this is hopeless. And a frustration begins to rise up where they are thinking, while we are struggling like this, the person who is the one who made us to be here at this time is sleeping. He doesn't even care. He could not be bothered. And we would not be here if it were not for him. We would be home somewhere. But he said we should go over to the other side. And while we are facing the storm, he is sleeping. How can he be sleeping in the middle of this? And they go and wake him up in frustration. Lord, do you not care that we are dying? Do you not care that we are about to perish? And when he wakes up, he says, "Oh, you of little faith." And he rebukes the storm. And the storm dies down. And they seamlessly go over to the other side according to the intention when they left. He said they were of little faith because they had received the instruction, not only let's go get into the boat, but let's go over to the other side. So they should have known if the Lord said it, they were going to arrive on the other side in spite of whatever was going to arise in the water. And so the interesting thing is when they do arrive on the other side, and the first person to meet them is this madman. The Bible says he used to live in the tombs. He used to be so strong that they would tie him up with chains, trying to keep him away from the tombs, but he would break them free and run back there because the spirits of death were calling to him, and he was bound and he was possessed by the spirit. He is the first man to go meet him as he gets to the shore. Now, when he gets there, we know that Jesus, whenever spirits would encounter him, they would always say, please, do, it's not your time. Do not, why are you here to torment us? Do not chase us out of our house. They never wanted to leave their people that they were possessing. And so that is the same thing that this man did. He came and he started to say, why are you here? It's not your time. Why are you here to torment us? Please don't chase us out. And Jesus tells the spirit to go. And the spirit does not leave. It continues to beg. He says, please do not chase me out of this region. And Jesus says, what is your name? And he says, I am Legion, because we are many. Rather, please let us go into the pigs, but do not chase us out of the region. So the Lord does not chase them out of the region. He grants what they have offered. He said, okay, go to the pigs. Then they get into the pigs, 200 pigs. So this legion gets into those pigs, and the pigs go mad and they run into the lake and they die. Now spirits do not die. So those spirits that possessed those pigs were still in the region. So the people who see this, they see now this man is delivered. They've seen what happened to the pigs. The pigs are gone. They've all died in the water. They run into town. They go tell people, "You don't know what we saw. We saw a miracle. This man came on this boat. That madman, the famous madman, notorious madman came, and he's now normal like all of us." Then people go in, but they don't go out in excitement to say, "Wow, who is this man that was able to do such a work? This man has been mad. We've been tying him up. It has been an impossible task, but look now, he's back in his right mind." No, they don't go there for that. They get there and they say, "Hey, we are scared. Please leave our region." Now you start to realize that it is the same spirits, the legion that was in the men, that requested not to be thrown out of the region, that was still there operating now through the people. And because the Lord has given authority to mankind, they had the right to say to Jesus, "Please leave." And so he left, although he never fulfilled his intent for the place. And we know he didn't just do things haphazardly. The Bible says he did everything according to the instruction of God the Father. Everything that he saw his Father doing, he had this close, intimate relationship with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, and he did everything according to the purpose of God. Nothing was haphazard. So there was a purpose, but it was cut short because of the territorial spirit, and he left. Now the men who had been delivered wanted to follow him like the others that Luke 1:8 tells us about at the beginning. But the Lord says no. Many times in scripture, after he has healed someone, done a miracle somewhere, he will say, "Don't tell people." But with this man, there's a different message. He says, "No, you can't come after me. Go back home and go tell them what God has done for you." Because now this man, now that Jesus was not able to fulfill his purpose to teach in that place, now this man became his evangelist for his own hometown. And he had the authority as a resident of that town to speak over the land, to speak to the people, and to even, you know, confront those territorial spirits. Now, when Jesus goes over to the next town, the Bible says the people were excited. They received him with so much joy. Then you see Jairus, and he's waiting. His daughter is sick, and Jairus is at Jesus' feet. So you see a different attitude to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ in other towns. Now, I'm saying all this to say, when you have a purpose, a calling that you've received from God, do not accept the frustration of the enemy and take it as God being unfaithful to what he sent you to. When the disciples were frustrated in the water, they did not know that that war in the water was so that the purpose will not be realized, that the trip will be cut short, that the enemy did want them to die there or to, you know, walk away from Christ and say, "We are not doing this. We are not going to stand for a man who does not care that we are dying." So do not look at God when things go awry with your calling and your purpose and the things that God had said. Take authority. We take the example of Christ. He came out and spoke to the storm. So whether the enemy is using storms, or the enemy is using people like the people in the region who ended up chasing him out, take authority over the spirits and command them to stop in whatever they are trying to do to frustrate the plans of God. Remember Daniel, when he prayed for 21 days, on the first day his answer was released, but a territorial spirit did not want the answer to arrive. And if he had not persisted in prayer, we would not have received the revelation that we have about the end times from the book of Daniel. And this is the word bite for today.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you. to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.